Absolutely.
You better look in the eye.
Yeah.
And you sing, I can show you the world.
It's a Hawaii thing.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee. Please don't get us confused. She was the one with the crown, not me. Today, we got a very special guest on the show. Because of his schedule, we couldn't get him when we finally got him.
Well, and just in time,
yes,
too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the three-time Grammy Award winner, Kalani Pea.
Aloha!
How you doing?
Hey, I'm here.
Nice
you
to see
are
you.
Here.
I'm here. I'm content
yeah.
to be here in Honolulu.
Right.
From Maui.
Town. Yeah.
Do you live in Maui now?
Live Maui. Born and raised Hilo, Hawaii. Paleava. Oh. So I come from Mold Mill doing Cookie Frogs.
Cookie Frogs.
And home of Merry Monarch. Yes.
Yeah.
Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I am here on your aina and it's rainy. I think we brought the ua
too. You
did
bring a little bit of the upcountry.
A little bit of ua loku.
Yeah. What school did you go to? Did you go to Hilo or Konawa? Is it Konawa?
I'm a product of
Kamehameha.
I love Kamehameha because I worked there for 10 years as a cultural specialist in creating curriculum. I'm a product of Hawaiian immersion program.
Nice.
I went to Ke Kula o Nawahi o Kalani Oku. So olalo Hawaii'a o ho'omakawa mai kapapa e kolu apuka kula. So I started third grade. I was one of those who didn't start in kindergarten or preschool.
Uh-huh.
So I started in third grade, and that's what I know Kamaka Kehao.
Right.
He went to Kaiapuni as well. Many of us are Pukana Kaiapuni. And I graduated class of 01, so I'm old. I'm turning 40.
No, you're not.
On Miss Aloha Hula night.
Please.
Oh, on Miss Aloha Hula night.
And I'm turning 40. I'm balding. But
you look
we're
fine.
We're having a moment, Hawaii. Hamau,
you look fine.
Well, you know, and I was class of 2001, and Komaka'i Wakana Ko'ole is 2000. So we're all childhood friends.
Yes, but you guys are like the first gens.
Yes, all three
first gens.
Guys, first graduating
started.
Class.
Yes.
So,
I
polole.
Yes.
And I'm just so proud that all of my siblings and I, we all olelo Hawaii fluently. So whenever we're talking in Hawaiian to each other, like at KTA or anywhere else, we'll be like, and my parents would be like, speak English around us. We never put you in Hawaiian immersion to talk.
Secret speak.
What do you like to do when you're not singing, writing, or composing? What's the thing that you have to just detach yourself and you go do?
I like to eat.
Yeah.
Everything
we gotta go
twice.
Eat once.
Oh wait, is that your?
It's
oh
a
my
thing.
God! I'm just saying
it's
your
a thing.
Acceptance speech when you
it's
want. I eat everything twice.
It's a thing.
I remember when you said that. I was 180 pounds lighter then. I remember.
Where
you
were you watching?
Corduroy shorts in my house with the antenna, and those
TV.
Little TV.
Big
and,
Island. That's why.
Yes. And I grew up Paneava homestead, so I'm a homestead boy, and the Kanaka Ole was behind us, and. I grew up on Railroad Avenue in a pink trailer home.
Oh.
And I remember vividly in a little living room, TV, Miss USA, 1997. Broke Mahealani Lee.
We're not going to ask how old
same
he was.
Host for Miss Universe 1997.
George Hamilton.
Wow, you're good.
Yes. Oh, I remember. I'm a okay, this is my first time meeting Brooklyn and Lanai.
Is it? It's not your first.
My first official physical life.
As opposed to just pass by.
So my heart's palpitating.
Stop.
I'm glad you remembered all that because I don't remember nothing.
You weren't
I
watching
remember
it.
Vividly.
What do you mean I was watching
you
it? Her
watching
Miss
it.
USA was about the eating, right?
Both of them were, but
well, the second one was
that's
about.
That's one went viral.
Yeah.
You know, body shaming.
Yeah.
Miss Venezuela, who became Miss Universe,
Alicia
had
Machado.
To deal with.
Yeah.
Overweight issues. How do you feel if you were in that situation? You're like, it doesn't matter if you're tall, short. I was like this, you better win this crown, honey.
This Pearl City right there.
Yay, you got a new manager. He can sell you. I think the next video,
you
better get her to dance hula.
I know you dance hula and I see it all over Mele's videos, all over different halau, and I'm like this. I'm going to get Miss Universe dance with me one day.
I'm not worthy.
And just by the way.
You are worthy.
I'm not. I'm too old, actually.
No, you're not.
Kayani's holding it down.
By the way, those of you on the mainland, you can watch her dance at the Halekulani Hotel.
Oh, beautiful wow. dance.
Yeah, one of the best hotels.
For more sponsors, this guy with the
Halekulani. I definitely can
say,
there's a feeling.
Oh, wow. Nice. He's taking
deep in my
deep cuts
heart.
This guy's doing.
I know you dance.
Wow.
Stabbing at me.
Wow.
Broke my hell, I need a
leave. We're going to continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere. Kalani's hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hificu.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, that's Brooke. Kalani Pea is hanging out with us today. We're talking about pageants and stuff. Were you always a pageant watcher?
You know what? As a little kid, growing up in Hilo, I sang and serenaded pageants that my mom would be in. I'm Hawaiian Filipino, so there's the Filipino side.
Oh, that's strong.
Like you're singing, and Miss Sampaguita, and you're serenading the girl.
Absolutely.
You better look in the eye.
Yeah.
And you sing, I can show you the world. I'm singing a whole new world.
Project.
At the Miss Sampaguita pageant?
Yes.
That's
yes,
such
are.
A Filipino song.
It is.
I can show you the world.
Yeah, I mean,
a whole new world, a jazzing place I never knew. In my Woolworth Aladdin outfit
nice.
From
Prince
Plaza. Oh, my God, Woolworth.
So I did pageantry. I didn't enter. I was always the serenaded.
Balladeer.
Talent shows, brown bags, did it all. Went through classical training and thought I would major and get my degree in music. And I told myself, I'm not going to make $45,000 a year. And so I decided to get into curriculum development and become a STEM curriculum cultural specialist for Kamehameha schools.
They didn't have any. You guys were the first.
Polole.
Oh, yes.
And I left my position after 10 years at Kamehameha to live my dreams.
Good for you.
So, you know, you both are definitely role models for younger generation to live your dream.
Thank you.
Do what you love.
Yes.
And slay at it.
There you go.
I remember going on tour with Auntie Nani Lim Yap. Mm. Like, she told me on the Shinkansen,
the train in Japan.
Yeah.
Shinkansen the bullet Nozomi. Train. Yes. She said, if you're good at what you do, do it well. Mm. And if you're not good at it, don't do it at all.
Let me ask you, you said you're Filipino too. What are your nationalities?
Well, I'm Hawaiian Filipino, a little bit of British, because my great-great-great-grandfather, the Pe'a side, was a British Commodore.
Oh.
So he also was a fisherman, met my Tutu Wahine out in Kalapana Puna. So I come from a family of fishermen and musicians.
Nice.
And I'm a Jack Mormon as well, but that's a whole different.
So am I. I married a Jew.
What is
it's fine.
Oh my gosh!
I married
we
a Jew.
I am a child of God.
Oh, you and Natalie are gonna be doing harmony.
The
Mormons.
Now, LDS too. Yeah.
What kind of Filipino are you?
My Tutu Wahine, who has Alzheimer's. That's why after my concerts, I donate to the Alzheimer's Association to honor her. She's Visayas, so she's Hawaiian Visayan. She always says the fairest one, the prettiest.
Yes, it is. It's like this. The Tagalogs talk too much. The Ilocanos eat dog, and the Visayans are the lovers.
Are the lovers?
Yeah, the lovers.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, right?
Well, my mom's dad passed away 10 years ago. My papa, my tata, he's actually full Ilocano from Ilocos. My dad's side is almost full Hawaiian.
Right.
They have the little British, but they're the Kaukaha.
Yeah.
Eat the opihi. Kill the Aama crowd right in the park and suck up the guts.
Have you been to Philippines yet?
I want to go.
You haven't gone?
I
have not.
Brother.
I want to go Bohol. I want to go see.
I'm going next week. I go like twice a year.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. A Martin Niavera.
I know.
Kalani Pea.
I love
that
him.
That would be amazing duo.
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
people would lose
concert.
Their minds.
Oh, a collaboration. Gosh. We got to set that up.
Be My Lady, him, Siggy, people.
I will totally write a song about Dinigo An.
You know, I wrote a song 20 years ago called I'm a Filipino.
You did?
Oh,
is it on iTunes?
It will be this summer.
Is that what you're working on with Jimmy the Geek and the rest of?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, so wait a minute. You have not been to the Philippines.
I really want to go with my husband, my Ohana. My mama wants to visit her aunties, my
so I do
aunties.
Food tours there.
Oh, we need to go.
Yeah, because my show airs in the Philippines.
I'm really bad in cooking.
You
but
don't
I
have.
Can
well,
eat
you
it.
Don't have to. You don't
You're
have
fine.
To cook. You
You're
just go
Grammys.
And eat.
You're
good
fine.
At eating, right? That's all you gotta do is
oh
eat.
Oh my gosh!
I wait, so yeah. So the so I
cameras need to go on this whole situation yeah. to
all
the Philippines.
To
yeah, I'm Visayan too, and it's the first time I ever went to Cebu 2 years ago because I always go to Makati or Manila. I've oh. never been to Cebu. You know how beautiful it is over there.
It's
beautiful.
Not Hawaii, it's but
it's
close. It's
different.
You've
beautiful.
Been?
I've not been to the Philippines.
I want
to
go. Water's more eat clear. All the food in the world. Yeah. Eat everything and, twice.
Yeah. Well, there because of inflation.
Wait,
it's like four
before
times.
Before we take this
but,
break, what's
yeah.
your favorite Filipino food?
I love dinigoan.
Do you really?
Yes, just give me my gal pills.
Chocolate
good.
Meat, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
that's the one he
literally the relish in the way he says
yeah.
it. Oh, that's
yeah.
how you know.
Yeah, how you pronounce it is perfect. Say it again.
Well, didn't go on, but in Hilo, dinner on the run.
Dinner. It's pork and blood meat. Fast. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Kalani's hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We got Kalani Pea hanging out with us. You know, you Aloha. Said you like dinuguan. Mm-hmm. When I was 7 years old, maybe 6 years old, my grandfather woke me up early in the morning, like 6 o'clock, and said, "You're going to come help us kill the pig." And I was all excited. I go, "What? I get to help kill the pig."
Weird.
And we took the pig out, and the pig was huge, like as big as these two tables, right? There's about 20 guys there in the backyard, and they're tying up the pig on Lana'i, and they bring out this big bucket, and I got to hold the bucket. And they put the bucket under the pig, and they cut the throat, and
go.
All the blood starts going in the bucket. That was the last time I ever ate dinuguan.
Not.
Yes.
Not.
Because I
really?
Used to love dinuguan.
Is
the
it
blood
because the pig, they cry. They know
yes.
that they're
and they
get
look at you.
Slaughtered.
Really?
And they look at
they
you
cry.
While you're doing while yeah. you're doing
know,
it.
They look at you.
So I used to
my
love
family from
dinuguan.
Malakai, we dead inside. Like, yeah. that's fine. It's
well,
fine.
I was
from
7.
From Halloween, everything.
I was 7.
I'm sorry.
So it was yeah. like Carrie. So did you not watch
that
the movie Carrie?
That was
Carrie
a bad experience.
Was bad.
Carrie
yeah,
was
a bad
yeah.
experience. For, you know, because I loved dinuguan. It was chocolate meat. That's what we grew up eating.
The best.
That's what you call it?
But then they started cooking with it, and I was like, ah.
Chocolate meat actually sounds
I
good
can't
to you?
Do it.
Well,
I
can't do balut. My grandfather
oh,
loved it.
Oh, I cannot do balut
No
either.
One can do balut.
No.
Name
a, lot
a person.
Of can.
Name a person no. My, that yeah. has been able to do that.
A lot of people mm. can.
That's your guys' gene pool.
What
I
is it? Is it the
it.
Texture?
I just
texture?
Just there's even a... thinking of how to nibble on that beak and just no.
That's the line.
Yeah.
The beak's the line, guys.
Do you know what the sabao tastes like uh-huh. when you first open it? I don't like it, but you know what it tastes
this?
Like? It tastes like saimin broth.
What is this?
The balut.
What did you
the
call
it? Juice
oh,
inside
the
juice inside of
what
it.
What is the juice called?
Once you crack it open, you crack the egg open, and then you it tastes like saimin broth.
Nope, can't
really?
Do it.
Yeah.
Is it salty?
All
salty.
All the saimin people
salty
are so
saimin
upset
broth.
So
with
is
you.
It as good as haukeuke and vana?
No, because.
Oh, uni is 100 times
you
better.
You like uni?
I love
I don't
uni.
Eat raw stuff, but I got to imagine an embryo of a feathered thing
is
got to be different than sea
it
creatures.
It is. Yeah.
Sea creatures is cleaner. It's just
yeah.
it's a sluggy.
Like, we
like,
agree
yeah.
with you. Ms.
Yeah.
And
universe.
If you like crack, yes, Miss Universe.
That one has cartilage and eyeballs
yeah, that's a great
and
use that in your
feathers.
Next pageant.
No can. Pow. No.
You know what we should do? The three of us. We're going to create a t-shirt line called Save the Balut.
Yes. And maybe we spelled it correctly.
Yes.
That's all we have to say.
We wrote a song. Me,
otherwise, it's a completely different
me and Algie wrote that's a song all. About 10, 12 years ago yeah. now. It's called Sweet Balut.
Nope.
I'm going to play it for you guys
nope.
later.
Nope.
Yeah.
You really did?
Yeah. If they play on the
is
radio.
Is it on YouTube?
No.
It is on YouTube.
Oh, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
How is it on YouTube?
Kids loaded it up there, the kids.
Yeah, everything's like on YouTube.
Yeah, everything, yeah. How to cut a fish.
Yeah.
Kalani, I want to ask you, when you're not listening to Hawaiian music, is there anything else you like listening to? Like,
oh, gosh.
What's in your car?
I love Motown music.
Do
really?
I love listening to
some
Luther,
of your favorite artists.
Temptations.
Nice.
I love listening. I get my groove on with Whitney Houston.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Have you ever heard Eric is it Eric McKnight? Who's Brian McKnight.
Yes.
Sing Filipino music.
No, I haven't.
Wait, do you know why Brian McKnight is singing Filipino music?
Because of Martin Iavera.
Yeah, Martin Iavera.
Martin invited me to a Valentine's Day event in LA when I was living there in 98. And Brian McKnight walks out, and these are Filipinos everywhere. And then he starts singing in Filipino, and these people's heads exploded.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he singing in Tagalog? And then Martin walks out, and I'm like, oh my God, there are duetting.
Kalani, you know what you got to do?
Tagalog.
Sing a Filipino, a romantic one, Filipino song, and we'll get it to Martin.
Gosh, I should.
You don't have any. Filipino.
I don't have. I should learn. That's my.
You should do a Filipino Hawaiian song.
Dahil
sa'yo,
ay itiniguan.
Wait, is this like your arirang? What's happening right now?
I love chocolate meat.
The Hill Sayo is
you
like.
You have to make a Martin Iavera thing happen, bro.
Well, you know what, though? Me and Martin were texting, and then you send him a message on his Instagram,
I mean,
and
he's
really gets lost.
Now.
Yeah, if you did it,
I don't have any contact
anymore.
With him anymore.
He loves you.
I don't have any contact with him anymore.
I'll give you his. You know what? I'm going to put a text, the three of us together.
Oh, with Martin?
Yeah, because I'm going next week.
Call him out?
Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, somebody, my friend wants to meet you. Her name's Brooke Lee.
He's Filipino.
I know.
They were going to die in the Philippines.
Yes, they are. They're going to love you
a little
there.
Bit Filipino.
I don't.
Oh, so you're back.
You dated
Hawaiian.
A Filipino before, haven't you?
Haven't we all?
So then you're a little bit Filipino, just the tip.
I heard we're good lovers, too.
Walked
we
right
are.
Into that one,
of
Hawaiian.
Of course we are. Besides.
And
right
once in. You go Hawaiian, never deny
it. Facts, Hawaii.
What's
facts.
The Filipino one? Once you go Filipino... You got to make up one for that one.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's once you go black, you never go back. That's what it is. We got to take a quick break.
Once you go brown, you never frown.
Kalani Pea is hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHIITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's
Hi.
Brooke. Kalani Pea is hanging out
Aloha.
With us today. You excited about the Grammys?
I am. I'm excited to support Natalie.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up listening to her music as well. And
she's so funny,
the
man.
The queen of jewels and
right?
jewelry and feathers.
Yeah. she did my cooking show. When are you going to do the cooking show?
He doesn't cook.
No, but you can make saimin.
You know what? I can make some dishes.
Make
yeah,
pork
like
guisantes.
What's the dish? What's the dish you're pulling out? Toast?
What?
I don't know.
Avocado yeah. toast?
It's fine.
Gluten-free
quinoa. I don't cook either, and
she
made me go.
She did a great job.
He
she
made
did
me
a,
go on
a
the
really
show.
Good
so
job.
They help yeah. you. They help you
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, we help you put it together.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
come on.
I would love to.
When you first Grammy, how did that change your life?
You know, I'm still the same local boy from Hilo.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know my heart and who I am when they see a local boy winning something on a global national platform. You know this, bro.
Well, yeah, it's a
and
thing.
You either have the supporters or you either have the haters, but it's just people who are not secure with themselves. That's an issue with themselves because we know what we're doing to fulfill our kuleana as Kanaka,
right?
Representing our Lahui Hawaii. And my goal is Olala Hawaii is the foundation to everything, thinking and being Kanaka in Hawaii. My goal as an educator is to share mele and hula and storytelling worldwide. That's my goal.
Good for you.
And the Grammys didn't define my success and accolades.
True.
It did give me tours and jobs and opportunities to spread
more
my
aloha.
Ike kuuna and aloha, but I'm still that local boy from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you have your Grammys?
I have it in this nice core case in our brand new home. And,
Brooke, where do you have your crown?
There's several of them, so
yeah.
They're in different areas.
Oh, sorry, oh where God. Is one of them?
One of them is one of them is in a case. Another one is in a bulletproof like
is
carrier
that the
thing.
Miss Universe one?
Yeah, and then another one is somewhere in the house. I don't know.
That's cool. You guys have them in cool places. Yeah,
yeah.
My
where's your Emmy?
Miami's a doorstop for the bathroom because
yeah,
it's really windy in my bathroom.
Yeah.
So it's a doorstop.
Wow. Why would yeah. you use it as a
because
doorstop?
Because everyone who comes in, the my guests come over, they're like, holy shit, it's an Emmy awarded. Because it's heavy.
It's heavy.
It's really
I've
heavy.
I've seen it.
And it's windy at my house.
It's
so
heavy.
So the door mm-hmm. doesn't open.
The yeah. Grammys are very heavy, too. Yeah.
You know, we have some nice parting gifts for you.
Sorry.
Because you answered all the questions correctly today. You had a perfect score, 10 out of 10. The judges gave you all.
So we
ten.
Have,
oh, yay!
So we have nice parting gifts for
you. Oh my God.
We have some 88T collab t-shirts yes. for
that's
you.
Brooke on the, that's Brooke on the right.
It's a Hawaii thing. Yeah. We have Lanai's.
For your car.
Oh my God.
For your traffic.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, does it
yeah, coconut.
Is that, ooh, got,
that one that smells like Dinner Guan?
Taro chips, Kiabi
yes,
chips. Thank you,
thank
Jimmy.
You. Mahalo.
And then this is their newest Mini Huni Mac. This is their top of the line, all the different flavors.
Thank you so much.
It's all going back with you to Maui.
No,
mahalo
you.
Nui, love.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you have extras. He gave
oh
you extras.
Oh my gosh. So you can
for all the cars, because you're such a baller.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah, didn't go on. All right.
Well, I have gifts for both of
you. Oh,
you're
so sweet. You know, you and Uncle Danny Kalekini, the only one that brought us gifts.
Oh, God bless his heart, too.
Yeah, I know.
And I love him with all my heart. So I got you both. Molly Cookie Lady. Oh, sorry.
Ooh. You know, I've always wanted to taste her cookies.
You guys can have the cookies.
I heard about this. Oh,
okay, she was an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
When I was a teacher at Kamehameha, and she said, I'm going to leave a full-time job.
To make cookies.
So, like, people were like, The Rock, Oprah,
that's
everyone
right.
buys cookies.
Yeah, you know what? We were trying to get her on the cooking show.
I'm going
to
put her on my moderating in Hawaii when I go Maui,
so
if they let me go
and
Maui.
And then I have my third Grammy Award-winning album for you guys.
How many albums do you have now?
I have four.
Four. Make sure you guys go and get it. Tell everybody where they can get it.
KalaniPeaMusic.com.
And then tell everybody what your Instagram and your Facebook is.
It is KalaniPeaMusic, and you can follow me on all social media platforms. Then I got this.
You can't have this sticker.
Okay.
And I got this.
You can't have this sticker unless you have
this
a
is for Brooke. Pay attention.
I think I got this one from Kumuhula Kamaka Kukona Allen's Kumuhula because Allen's going through Uniki. This is from Kumuhula Kamaka Kukona of Halau Okahanulehua.
You got 10 seconds, Kalani.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is for you.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you follow Kalani Pea. Go visit his website, download his music. We'll see you guys next time. Take care. Ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and hit the notifications button. We have Kalani Pea hanging out with us today. Thank you so much for the cookies and the crown.
Oh my God, these are amazing. They're like bigger than your face.
Yeah, these are supposed to be really good.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But I'm going to sit like this naturally.
Uh-huh. That's a birthday cookie.
Hi. Because you're craving something sweet anyway. He's on his mutty Hawaii. Yeah.
I've been trying not to eat sugar, and then now every time I eat, I got to eat sugar.
My ears are tough.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. You deserve it. Just warm it up, 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be good, extra just like better.
The edge off.
It's a perfect midnight.
So I asked you what kind of music you like to listen to. What is the food that you miss when you're away on the road?
He has the music in his heart.
When you come home, what's that
everything
food?
Everything local. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. When people tell me, go to these places... And I go in, I'm not going to say which places.
Oh, say. Like, spill. Tea everywhere. Go.
I'm like, oh. It's just, maybe it's a different palate.
What, on the main line, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, local you cannot.
Food. Yeah.
No can.
Hard.
No can.
It's hard.
No can.
And you cannot tell me it's poke when it's not.
Even if you put the kahako and the okinas in different places.
But when you come home, though, what is like there's something.
Or
that
you say
mean?
Poke. We're not eating cat.
No.
So, yeah.
We could, but that's a different thing.
you can take that off since
sure?
if it's annoying.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I feel so bad.
I want to wear it, but I can't.
But I just have to get you a crown.
Watch out, the wig falls off.
Sorry.
It's not $1 million.
It
like
is a
your
million in my heart. It's a million.
We got to leave that back there for the show.
I'm going to have to put it on the next season. It's my new crown. Perpetual Miss Universe.
Yeah, so is it like Simon?
Like
cheeseburger?
The McGregor.
Is
everything.
It something? Yeah.
I love trying new things when I'm out in the continent. I just love, like we just came back from our vacation. Mm. We went on a little vacation in Seattle.
Oh.
And there's a store on Stewart Street called purple store.
Well, it's purple. Really? Everything so purple.
Why do you, what's with the color purple? Tell everybody.
It's his signature.
It's the I best know, color but why?
What was it that? What was it that you know drew you? Well, how old were you?
Oh gosh, I think maybe 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm. And that
I just loved purple.
You like Prince?
Everything.
Yeah.
Purple rain. Right. I love it all.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you a Prince story.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I got invited to his house up in Beverly Hills. He had a house there at one time. We couldn't get in the house. We were returning a car. His
to
car.
Prince?
Yeah.
Weird.
And the girl he was dating, who we both know, was using his car because her car broke down. We returned the car. Is. Couldn't get in the garage. Went out around the back door. And there was a sliding glass door. And I got to look into his house. His carpet was yellow with purple moons and stars. Oh, I thought it was the coolest thing. If it was anyone else's house, you'd be like, that's so Filipino. Right? But it looked so cool because it was his house.
Yellow and purple.
Mm-hmm. I love his music and his just music. His music.
His
background.
Vibe and his whole like.
You know what's so sad is that library.
What library?
That he left behind. That
of all his compilations,
how many reels and reels of music he didn't release, and where's it gonna go?
Well, that's what they're litigating.
The sister or whatever got it, right?
Does he have children?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And he didn't leave a will.
Mm. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many celebrities on Maui.
I know. Like, it's crazy.
Lots. Oprah.
Like they're all over.
Willie Nelson.
Like, Willie Nelson's not on Maui.
Uh huh.
Is he?
William Nelson is on Maui.
He is on Maui.
He was just smoking weed with, what's his name?
Steven Tyler.
Been there forever. That guy haunts all of the Lahaina. Like, that guy's like, guy, go home. You know what I'm saying? No offense. We love you, but, like, get a hobby. Like, Willie K was like, it's my show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my island. You know what I'm saying? Like, you famous, but can I get my mic back? Hey.
I was at a party. Alan and I went to a party with a bunch of celebs, and I didn't even know like half of them. It's so funny because Uncle Willie K invited me to
be there. Of course, and you go.
He's one
when
of my,
he sends
he's
the
one of my mentors
you
and
go.
Advisors,
yes.
Right? Love him. I miss you, Uncle Willie K. And we go to Chef Gordon's house, but I'm thinking Chef
he's
Gordon
the man.
Ramsay.
Not Chef with a P.
Not P.
Yeah. Like P. Pua
so
P.
So I'm calling him Chef Gordon Ramsay the whole time.
Whoops.
And so I bring over Pa'akai.
Yes, of course, because you're
thinking
classy.
Thinking that he's going to, you know, as a ho'okupu.
Yes.
And I love gift giving, and I was going to give it to him. So I was like, you can use this to cook, Chef. And he looks at me like, and in my head, I'm like, you don't look like Chef Gordon.
You don't
right?
look like no, that I'm mean like, guy at all. What, yeah. That yells at people. Not at all.
And then I went to use the restroom and I saw all these albums.
Yes.
And I'm like,
the gold,
wait,
the
he's
gold.
A talent
yes.
manager?
He's mm-hmm. like a
he's
full
not a chef.
Producer. Nope.
Did you go back and apologize?
No, I just.
But
like,
he probably cooks. He hangs out with Roy Yamaguchi now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're all
yeah.
in the food thing.
That's
so.
Funny.
And I think there was an actress from Wonder Woman, I think, there.
Oh, weird.
I forgot your name. Sorry.
Gal Gadot or older?
Older.
Oh.
She said that she parked her
Linda.
Plane.
Linda.
Yes, she said, Shep, I parked my plane next to yours. And I'm like, I parked my Honda next to someone else.
I'm by the back gate. I'm by the
I
back gate.
I valeted my Honda.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Hilarious.
Thank
what?
You.
But Uncle Willie was laughing because I didn't know half of it.
Right.
Them. Like, yeah. I sat at the table with Larry Flynt, too. I'm like, sorry, what do you do, sir? Like, I'm just.
He's like, I'm in publication.
That's good, though, that you don't know.
I don't
that's
know.
Good. I don't know either.
These are icons.
Some
I don't know
of them
names.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's better not to know. Yeah. Plausible deniability.
Where's your. I know you travel to Japan a lot. I'll probably get this one right. Where's your favorite country to go?
Gosh, of course, Japan.
Yeah.
You know.
That's like your second home. Let's be honest.
Is, it is. It is.
Come on.
My daughter went with you to Japan.
You have parking
like,
at Haneda Airport.
Right
let's
by
be
the
honest.
Right before the pandemic.
Limousine action, yes.
Right before the pandemic, Keanu went to go dance with you.
She did.
Yeah.
The Nahiva Hiva. Oh, my gosh. Huge concert.
Huge.
It's like.
Coachella of like the hula community correct. In Japan.
What do you like about Japan? Besides the people are so nice and respectful. Tell us.
Oh my God. You know I'm what I'm going to say.
I'm assuming it has to do with.
Eating.
Everything twice.
The oishiness of, you know. The
favorite Japanese food.
Oishine.
Favorite Japanese food.
Yakiniko.
Oh,
Ichiban.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you been to Yakiniko Yoshi?
No. Is it Ono? there?
Japanese owned. And
are you referring to some place here?
Yes.
Okay, because it's nowhere near what's in.
Well, there's not any really here.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And that's the only one that's like
legit. In the neighborhood.
Yeah, like all the Japanese celebs who come here, and it's in an alley. Like you can't even.
What is it called again?
Yakiniku Yoshi.
I need to go.
I'll text it to you. It's really good.
And I love shabu shabu.
Oh, me too.
Oh, they next time you go to a lot of shabu shabu.
Next
here.
Time you go to, we have a lot. Next time you go to Japan, go not to good. Mui shabu shabu.
In Japan.
In Japan, it's all you can eat.
Everything's amazing there. Everything. Hamburgers,
even
steak,
the 7-Elevens I heard over there is like
their egg sandwich at Lawson.
Kalani, you know what we got to do? Me and my brother opened up a Aloha Plate in Kamakura.
Oh, yeah.
And we have this beautiful rooftop on the beach. We should bring you down.
I love Kamakura.
There. Yeah.
I did some concerts there in
Fujisawa. We just opened a restaurant
there. I love Kamakura.
Isn't it just like the North Shore of Japan?
But aren't you I looked up your Are you the owner of Scarlet 2 here?
Yeah, one of
one of the owners. Mm. Are they doing better? Because, it's political situation. Equal opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Equality and equity.
Well, there was
we need
a lot
take
of
care of our of my LGBTQ
yeah.
community.
There was I think everyone's been seeing it in the news. A lot of the liquor commission guys been stepping down because they've been giving us a really hard time.
Really?
Yeah. But they're the ones who are giving us hard times are not there anymore. But they still got to deal with the wrath now.
Mm.
And you know our community.
Have
everybody's
you frequented? Have you gone to and partaken of the Scarlet experience?
I have a few times with my husband.
Uh huh.
However, the last time I went was I went to Atlas Honolulu to watch Sasha Kobe.
Oh, Sasha, yeah. We were just talking about her
today. And support her on the RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
She's Kanaka.
Yes.
We need to support Kanaka.
So we do.
We can't
I predict she's going to win.
I predict she's going to win.
Yeah. I cannot. Neither,
what do you think, Miss Universe?
I can neither deny or agree at this point. But I do know that she has been doing very well.
Yeah.
I have it on incredibly good authority that she has represented us wonderfully. She's been a den mother to all the other queens there. Everyone loves her. And that she has a very bright future ahead of her.
You know, it's so funny. Whenever she performs, while I was there, I don't go often. It's too late for me.
What, Scarlett?
Yeah, when she used to come and perform, she's the only one everyone asks. My friends will ask, hey, girl or boy? I go, if she's in the club, just get out of the club. You're my heterosexual friends.
Or take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And she actually on the show identifies herself as transgender. She's the very first vahine.
Yeah.
Mahu vahine.
Yes.
Representing us.
Where are they filmed? Did they film that in Philippines?
No. Well, they have one in the Philippines, but this one is in Los Angeles. It was taped already over the
Because I wanted
summer.
To tell you, my friend was putting together they're doing the drag race in the Philippines.
Their version.
Their version.
Oh, man, some of those women over there look awesome.
They look like awesome, and they look like Dina Guan, right?
Dina on the run.
Can.
When you were growing up, who was your idols? Who did you like to listen to?
Listen to or like role models
both
to me?
Both, any, yeah.
You know, as a child at 4 years old, I had a speech impediment, you know. So I stuttered as a child at 2, 3, and my mom moved me through speech therapy, but that didn't work because my speech therapist, she was one of those aunties with big glasses and mu'umu'u and white tennis shoes, and she was just not culturally and developmentally appropriate. She was just strict. So my mom put me through choir and music saved my life. Basically, my mom and my dad are big time role models in my life.
That's cool.
Big time. Mom was like, she lives with my husband and I.
Do you think it was stage fright or do you think it was pronunciation of certain words?
Just everything. I think because it was just this impediment. Like I couldn't say like full sentences at age 2 or 3. Mm. So like my mom was worried.
Mm.
And being born in Hilo, I think there was a bunch of us that went through this. My women taking these type of medication. It was this new story. I don't know what it is, but we were a breakthrough. We actually, many of us got into music to really go through this healing process.
Right.
So music definitely saved my life.
At what age did you know, I'm going to do this for a living?
Gosh, you know, I honestly, we were we were at a some gathering at a bar on Maui, and I sang, me and Mrs. Jones, a karaoke, I sang a song. And, you know, I've written music, Olelo Hawaii music. Right. I've written so many music and compiled them in a little binder. And I sang it to my husband, and I was like, me and Mrs. Jones, in Hawaiian and English.
Nice.
And then he scolded me. He was like, stop singing for free. We need to take this seriously.
Right.
When you write mele, you compose mele, you need to do this.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Good for you.
So I think, I didn't think, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take music full time in 2016. And that was my first album.
Wow.
And then
it wasn't that long ago.
Through the roof.
Yeah. And did you take vocal lessons or anything?
Everything. I did it all. I did Brown Bags to start on.
Did you really?
I tried out for American Idol. I remember it was Simon or something. They said, I'm not gonna be the one.
When they came here, you went up to
at
Sheraton.
I slept outside with everyone at the Aloha Stadium.
Oh, that one.
Crystal Akana was in there
with Jasmine and
Jazz.
Ellie.
And Ellie Mack. Because you guys made it to all the ropes.
Right.
All the rounds.
Slept next to people in sleeping bags while they were farting. Everything.
Wow.
Have you seen Simon at any of the Grammys?
No.
He doesn't go to those things.
Oh, he does. I've seen he went a couple years ago. He's been.
Wait, so how far did you get?
I didn't even pass the first round.
At the stadium?
Yeah, they said I don't have talent.
What did you sing?
I don't even remember.
Wow.
I think a Boys to Men song.
That's so crazy.
I'm like, I'll make love to you. I sang something. Paula made it, I think. Paula Fonga made it to the third round.
Uh-huh.
But they told her she doesn't have a ticket to success.
That's crazy.
But look where we are now.
Right?
How do you write?
Slow and steady. What's
your process? Are you emotion? Is it, you know, you're driving a car, you see something? Is it a phrase somebody says? What's your process?
Depending where I'm at, if I'm hi'uwai, somewhere in the ocean in the Moana, or if I'm up on the Waukele, somewhere in Kula, or up near the mountain slopes, when I'm inspired by the elements and the ua and the makani and the type of makani that fills me, I'm inspired by the elements around me. And when I feel like I need to write about somebody that I love or a place of vahipana that I love, it just comes to me. So what it is I don't grab my ukulele or a piano to play the melody. I actually have lyrics and melody in my head.
Wow.
Then I sing it on my phone and then I write it out.
Ah, so you do the lyrics first and then the melody. And then
I actually have the lyrics and melody running
together simultaneously.
Can you play any other instruments besides ukulele?
No. No? I take vocals as my strong.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You hire people who are good at that.
I have my band.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But see,
and I'm
this
an independent
is,
artist.
This is what is important about, because this generation, the first generation of Makaʻolelo Hawaii, people were always fighting against going, what are they going to do with it? What is the point of it? You know, they're going to be behind in English. They're not going to, you know. And then when they realize that the language is the key to, if it becomes de facto, then everything you do comes from the language. So I don't need to be like, no offense to Kopena, but they would write it in English and then translate it into Hawaiian, which is very different than writing it in Hawaiian. Language. It's very different.
I write everything in Olelo Hawaii first since I'm fluent.
And it's much easier for you. It's harder if you're not.
And it's different
than
when you write it in English and you translate it.
Yes,
into
very different.
The kauna is not the same.
The type, the structure,
the pronunciation, all of it is very different.
It's almost backwards the way we were taught.
And
the phrasing.
We don't use the word translate for us. It's an interpretation.
Yes.
And how do you unuhi that? And for me, I'm grateful to be that Hawaiian contemporary soul artist to be able to write mele that way.
Yes.
Good for
and
you.
And learn from my kumu uncle Lale Kimura at Navahi and other great kumu hula that have given me the opportunity to compose and share mele.
Because that's the throwback. Because originally, when Makaʻolelo Hawaii was the de facto language, that's how everyone wrote all of the Hawaiian music. Mm-hmm. And then we lost the language.
Right.
People were writing it in English, translating it into Hawaiian, very different vibe.
Very different.
And then now this new generation who was raised in the language, think that way, develop that way, come from that place. Right. Then you switch back now, and now it's a throwback, but it's really just an ancient connection back to the pico. Now I think this way, I feel this way, I express this way. It's not, nothing is our translation, lost in translation. That's the purity of the difference of what happens, you see.
How many songs do you think you got?
For the new album?
No, just how many think you've written?
Gosh, lots. So many. So like,
I hope you keep me track. I'm looking over here in the Kohibis. Ask Cap
Publishing.
I'm asking because if you have a lot and then you break it down to just an album, do you go back to other stuff?
Depending on the makia or the po'umana, depending on the theme of the album or my vision. But for me, yes, you're right. Olala Hawaii, I grew up in that era when our kumu would be, there was no such thing as kapu aloha then. I'm sorry. I never heard of the word until kukia imani. I love it. But our kumu would fight chancellors and the politicians to restore olala Hawaii in our Department of Education. And I grew up with the cries and the protesting, and to be in that child in the 80s and see our parents fighting our kumu.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because at that point, it was like no one, they were like, what is the point? You're going to make them behind. They're going to, they didn't understand, they didn't see the future of it at
they
that point.
They thought we will be simple minded, dumbfounded. And today we have bachelor's, master's degrees. Yeah. We have doctorates. Oh,
We have doctors. The language doesn't count. And
still sailing
fad.
The world without
a
computer.
It's an elective.
And the politicians that chastised us and defamed us, the students in Hawaiian immersion programs, bilingual students and teachers, are today learning the language.
See, that's the irony of it. It's like you could take French and people will respect it, what is a pico to that here? You can take Japanese, you're gonna be smart, you're gonna work hotel, you're gonna do whatever. What's the pico to that? But Hawaiian, that's an elective. Go take that at May Day. That's,
it's called
hula.
Hawaiiana.
No.
It's an official language, and we should be able to ho'ola ka'olala hawa'i mana ano apau in all aspects.
Hey, congratulations on everything you're doing, and congratulations on everything you've done so far.
Thank you for
still got a long career ahead of you.
Yes, well,
Kalani Pea, ladies and gentlemen, go to his website, download the music, support local music, of course, and follow him on his Instagram. Are you on Facebook?
Everywhere.
We'll put it right down here at the bottom of the screen.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and thank you for watching. It's a Hawaii thing. Ahui ho.
It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa, oh. It's a Hawaii.